essentially the opening of the F major suite, one of the three suites of water music, which Handel wrote. And it is some aspects of water music, which is the tying together factor, so I'm told, of the collaboration between the Spokane Symphony and Terrain on the concert tomorrow night. Interesting experiment that is being mounted, and we have three of the people that are involved in that. Later on, we'll be speaking with Cameron LaPlante of the, among other things, band the Flying Spiders, and also meet the new assistant conductor of the Spokane Symphony, Jorge Uzugetaki. And right now to Charlie Pepitone, you do drama at Gonzaga, do you, Charlie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just started this year teaching there.
Okay. Did you just move to town for that? It's a new
we job did, yeah. My wife and I just moved here. We were in way upstate New York before that, so it's good to be back. Good. In this area.
Well, welcome, because you went to the University of Idaho?
I was at the University of Idaho, yeah.
Cool. Well, anyway, you were kind of on the ground floor of this discussion, of this collaboration, weren't you?
Yeah, sort of. One of the first things I saw in Spokane after moving here is I went to Terrain's latest art extravaganza, mm-hmm. and I was just sort of blown away by the intensity and energy and interdisciplinary part of it all. So I reached out to Luke and just said, Luke Baumgarten said, let's have coffee. I want to see what you're doing. And so we talked and was just really inspired by what they're doing in Spokane. So I said, hey, I want to play. If you guys are doing something, let me know. And so the symphony and Terrain were starting this thing, and he reached out and said, hey, would you want to come and do some sort of theater something with it?
And so... So the known factors were Spokane Symphony and whatever that means and represents, and Terrain kind of as an attitude or an approach. I don't know what words would we put to describe Terrain in the artistic
entity.
What's
interesting about what's happening in the American arts is this mashup of interdisciplinary work. Visual artists working with musicians, working with theater artists, and everybody just sort of stirring the pot together. Mm-hmm. Things that don't seem to fit coming together with this weird sort of artistic alchemy. And it seems, from my limited exposure to what Terrain's doing, that's what it seems like they're mm-hmm. trying to foster in this region, which is really exciting.
So did it feel more like that the deciding was to just find a bunch of interesting entities and see what they could pull together, or was it to look for material and then the people that would do that material?
When I came on, the idea was playing with Handel's water music and then some of the local musicians playing with the symphony and how those things could work together. And then Sharma Shields, the local novelist, had a new book coming out, so we wanted to pull in something that she had written. And so trying to think about how can theater work with this, it was just sort of the first meeting that I was a part of was a room full of creative people all working with different forms and starting to navigate how can we pull all this together, everybody doing what they do.
And within the term called theater, ask you to be immodest for a moment. What are your unique qualities? What aspects of theater interest you?
I'm a director primarily. Mm-hmm. When I'm working as a director, the kind of theater that I like to do is sort of this, is working with artists who are from all over the spectrum and trying to create something unique, something new. So when I'm directing, I tend not to, when I'm working on my own, not when I'm working with my students necessarily, but taking a non-theatrical text, working with artists who might or might not be in the theater, and then trying to pull something living and theatrical out of it. So putting all of the, I think you used the word collision earlier, mm-hmm. and it is sort of a collision. Mm-hmm. It's a harmony of disparate parts a lot of time, mm-hmm. and that's what makes it interesting. The audience has to sort of figure out how to pull these bits of dialogue together, dialogue between the parts, mm-hmm. not just the theatrical mm-hmm. words. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it interesting.
And so at this point, let's go through and introduce these three people one in just the same way. So Cameron LaPlante, you're involved in this specifically through a group called Flying Spiders, which I guess for a lack of a better term is a hip-hop band. Is that simply what you have to call it, if you have to call it anything?
We call it a hip-hop orchestra.
Hip-hop
orchestra.
We
use that terminology also.
Yeah. Yeah. And so describe your jumping into this. Did they come to you? Did you find them? How did this gestation happen?
Well, I was contacted by Patrick Kendrick of Platform Booking, and he works with Terrain for many years. And he asked me if Flying Spiders would be interested in playing with the Spokane Symphony. Mm-hmm. And I had no other details, really. But that was an emphatic yes right away. I mean, we would never pass that honor up. So that's where it started. And then a few weeks went by before he said, well, details are coming. We'll tell you more in a bit. And a couple weeks went by, and I said, hey, band, Spiders, we've been asked to play at the Symphony. I don't know if it's really going to happen, but are you guys in? And, of course, everybody said yes, and we went from there. And then...
And let's spend a minute with you and your own musical interest and background and training, because your day job, from which you're taking an hour off here, is teaching fifth graders to play beginning band instruments, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Flutes, clarinets, trumpets.
Yeah. But to broaden it from that, what's your own love and interest and stuff between fifth grade band and hip hop orchestra?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just really passionate about all kinds of music. I take a lot of pride in playing all kinds of different music, from classical to jazz to rock and anything else. And I also enjoy teaching all those. I teach privately and I teach in the public schools, all different levels, all ages, all styles. and I really get a lot out of teaching and playing music. It's a big part of my life. It's what makes up my everyday life from day to day. Mm-hmm. And it's nice. It's fun to do, you know, have a life filled with music from the daytime in the school and then nighttime rehearsing, performing. Keeps me busy.
Nice. And, well, we'll get into the details of how how this collaboration has happened, because some people would say that the hip-hop orchestra and the symphony orchestra are polar opposites, and so we have to, and I guess that's a big subplot of this whole experiment tomorrow night. But let's meet the new person in the room, Jorge Uzcategui. Go ahead and say it once more. Say your name once more for us.
Jorge Uzcategui.
Uzcategui. Uh-huh. Say it again.
Jorge Uzcategui.
Okay. Anyway, your title that's just beginning is assistant conductor of the Spokane Symphony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're currently living where and doing what?
Well, I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm finishing my doctorate at UCLA. And I also have a couple of youth and children's orchestras and also a college orchestra that we created to bring music, you know, to... children that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity, like mostly kids from, you know, not the best neighborhoods out there.
Mm-hmm. And so in the briefest form, and we'll probably amplify this next fall when we talk, somewhat related to the El Sistema idea from South America.
Yes, it is inspired in that. I am from Venezuela, and having, of course, the influence of Maestro Dudamel in L.A., I've also had the opportunity to work with the youth orchestras of the L.A. Philharmonic, YOLA. So, yes, it's all very related.
And that'll be a wonderful, fascinating time you and I will spend later on that. So this is your, I guess, second gig with the Spokane Symphony. What did you think when they said you're going to share a concert with a hip-hop orchestra?
Well, this is really exciting. It's really cool to be able to be part of this experience.
Now, through the distance that you've had, have you been able to be part of the development, or is it kind of just your job to come in and make it work?
Well, I mean, as a musician, as a conductor, you got to, you know, you get a gig and you make it your own, you know. So at first it's completely, not my nature, naturally, but then I have to make it my nature and I see... And it makes it much easier when the musicians involved are this good. Yesterday we had a rehearsal with the Flying Spiders. And again, it's not classical music versus hip-hop music. It's good music with good music. And that's how I see it.
Nice. And so, let's go back to the Flying Spiders, find out a little bit more what they do, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more how the collaboration is going to work. So back to you, Cameron, about the Flying Spiders. We're about to play one of your pieces. Talk a little bit about the group, and then let's get a sense of your group, the Flying Spiders.
Well, Flying Spiders originated in 2010. Actually, our first gig ever was 10-10-10. This band is a product of the imagination of Isamu Jordan, the late Isamu Jordan. And he was the mastermind of the whole thing for a long time. He passed about a year and a half ago. And we have kept this band going with his vision in mind. He really got us going in a direction that we bought into. And even after he left us, we couldn't go without this band. We knew that we had to keep it going with him in mind and the vision that he had, and we wanted to continue that vision. And so that's where we are now. But really, Isamu Jordan deserves all the credit for putting the band together. All the personnel from the get-go was recruited by him, including myself.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about Sun Dwellers, which we're about to hear.
Sun Dwellers, that is a recent original. We just recorded this in the studio a couple months ago, I want to say, maybe 6 weeks ago. And it's still in the mixing process. It's actually not finished yet, but we brought it in just to play it anyway. But this is an original song written by our drummer. At least the instrumental part of it is written by our drummer. And he made this from an MPC, which is a device that you can sample a piece of vinyl and push buttons and sample little bits and make a song using samples. So he made a song with samples, and then we basically orchestrated that into our band, what he had made from samples into a live band song. So, and the lyrics are original by Andrew Howen and Michael Jansen, our two MCs. It's about a local area, Spokane.
Obviously, Sun Dwellers. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Spoken's loud to me, and that's how I wanna keep it. I wanna tell the world like I cannot hold a secret. Most cities seek the shallow, we reside inside the deep end. From weekday to the weekend, it's somewhere that I deep end. From 53rd to France, the plan is advancement. With so we pursue to mold and enhance it. This canvas we're handed, deserves and demands it. To keep things fresh and dispose of the rancid. Quarter million people making moves for themselves. Feeble and never equal to the truth that prevails. Together we're better, talking banking to beggar. From the layman to clever, we're all just agents of effort. Let's combine all our time in our minds while we climb to a shine that's confined to a peak of our design. So can't stand its prime to define what it means when the scene intervenes and the size to refine. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. Said the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Hand me a Guinness. This one goes out to the populace, to the ones that live without consequence. Our captain's most marvelous, and defender like Spartacus. Talk trash about Spo, you're bound to hit some turbulence. Still learning this, landing Psalms remnants. Hoping I could follow his steps and humbleness. I'll admit, in 99 I wasn't having it. Bullied by blues called Crips, mine solely fame brings prominence. So peace to your hooligans, while fed and spitting tents to make you fucking 50 cents. Ride a bus and take a trip, dive yellow like the Beatles did. I'm teaming with a band of peak of volume, giga, no phone, are we stopping this? And that's been foreseen for Spokane, some dwellers we aim to be, voted bestsellers, and I hope you agree. Cheer for Spoke, cause she's live to we. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. Said the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. If I seem proud of my city scene, it's because I've seen it like a teen growl. And Sam Stowers kicking freestyles. No matter what you into, lack of music really ain't a thing now. Generation puts this thing down. And I can name you several cities we can run a couple rings round. I'm talking L.A. to Beantown. We're out reaching for the king's crown. Breaking up the noise that wants to sing sound. Let me tell you, I've been eager to pick the brand of Hannah Rita. I picked my mind for others and found some humble brothers. Mr. Prumas and Brother Jade, little white flies on the skies. So rise, shout out to the real life rockers, allies.
monsters of that reggae dub. And he's on the scene with Project Kings, so don't act dumb. Clap your hands for your city and Spokane fans. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. Since the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E. Spokane gets live to me. It's the S, the P, the O, the K, the A, the N, the E.
Sun Dwellers, performed by the Flying Spiders, created by the Flying Spiders. Cameron LaPlante, does that mean you are a Flying Spider? Is everybody
yes,
in the band is a Flying
yep,
Spider?
All nine of us.
Cool. Well, I want to spend just a minute on the genre, on hip-hop, on how it's created. Is it all notated? Is it rehearsed? Is it improvised in putting together a piece like that, in creating a piece like the one we just heard?
Well, I think it's important to think about, you know, the original hip-hop from, say, the early 80s, which was turntables and dance clubs and the beginning of sort of mixing different songs together or sampling a certain song, taking 5 seconds of a song, looping it, and making a new song out of that loop. And that's sort of the principles of what hip-hop was made of, say, 30 years ago. And I feel it evolving and being adapted into actual bands in the traditional sense of a band, and that it's almost as though bands can now imitate hip-hop for what it is, while hip-hop used to try to imitate bands. It's a weird backwards, you know, like if they're using a record and they're using it as a band with an MC, and now we're emulating the reverse of that. So I think it's pretty fun for us to be trying to do that.
And then the text there that we just heard, was that created by Isamu?
No, or is that more recently? This is after he left us. That was the song was written by, or at least the instrumental part of it, say the chords and the notes, was made on an MPC via sample. I'm not sure what the sample was from, but the chords in that were put down on an MPC, which is a device that hip-hop producers will use to sample from vinyl, typically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what that was. It was a record that our drummer Jimmy Warren, also known as H. Hirschler, that's his producer DJ name, but he sampled that from some record and made a song out of it on his MPC. And then we took that and then made it into a live band.
Okay, and so I'm going to think where I was going with that. And then once it's created, is it kind of there, or as you perform it, is there room to let it evolve from performance to performance?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely evolved. We recently added a trumpet player, Zach Fawcett, and what he's brought to it wasn't on the original, and so he's added... Well, you know, one of the takes we had at the studio, he was just improvising. And what I did is I took his improvisations and orchestrated them for the symphony, and that's what mm-hmm. that's evolved to. So what you hear with the oboes and the French horns and them doing towards the end of that song are actually the lines that Zach Fawcett was playing as an improvisation in the recording session. And I just took the ones I liked the most and wrote them out and orchestrated them for the wind section. And it's definitely evolved a lot from Jimmy's original MPC version.
That famous old question of which came first, the words or the music, as in every song and everything else, I guess I'm still probing for a little bit more of the relational aspect of, yes, you have that, you have those words, you have that text, you mm-hmm. have all this music that you've created, you've described the process of creating it, but talk about the relationship between the two.
Sure, yeah. I'm actually not exactly sure which came first, those lyrics or the instrumental part. Mm-hmm. I believe that the instrumental part was made, and then that was given to Andrew Howen, and he took that and tried to think of, you know, what inspired him. And I think that he was wanting to write a song that was about our community and trying to big up the local area. And throughout the song, there's shout outs to this organization and this group and this individual. And we wanted a song that provided an opportunity for that. And it just so happened that was the one that we were working on at the time, and it worked well. So I think that the music came first, and then lyrics were written over that. And of course, Michael Jansen, on his verse, he wrote his own lyrics too. And I'm sure that that was after we got the track from Jimmy to start on.
Sure. Cameron LaPlante of The Flying Spiders. If you're just joining us and wondering what's going on with the classical music on KPBX, we're talking about this concert tomorrow night, which is at Terrain and with and under the artistic premise of Terrain, and yet with the Spokane Symphony. So let's go back around to Charlie Pepitone, who also does words for a living. I don't know, either respond to anything we've just talked about or jump into more aspect of how words are
involved. Well, it's funny. You're talking about this as a concert, and it definitely is that. But it's sort of more than that. It's sort of within the tradition, I think, of the whole American vaudeville, which is coming back in a big way, probably for a number of reasons. But getting all of these different type of arts and putting them on stage together, or two stages in this case, and then letting them sort of riff off each other, in a sense. The audience gets to see a little bit of everything and then knit them together into this sort of artistic dialogue that's going on. So the words are there, and they're sort of, just listening to that piece, the words are in such great harmony with what the music is going on. And so the theatrical part of the evening is sort of an intermezzo between two musical forms. So at the beginning will be the local musicians playing with the symphony, and then we'll move to a theatrical reading of Sharma Shields' a section of her new novel, The Sasquatch Hunter's Almanac, that just came out. And so I've got two local actors that are reading these perspectives, a mother and a son. Sarah Edlin Marlowe and Josh Stamoulis are reading that. And so it's a little more than just a staged reading, but we get to hear a section of Sharma's novel, a really mysterious section that I think the audience will really enjoy, that'll have some media and visuals working with it.
And is that the piece you have here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Go ahead and give us some sense of this, of a little bit of this material.
Sure. All right, so this is from the Sasquatch Hunter's Almanac, the section called The Mountain by Sharma Shields. It was a lovely May morning in the Selkirks, an hour or so after sunrise. Eli parked his wife's beat-up old sedan in the small town of Rathdrum, next to Lakeland High School's modest football field. The hiking trail threaded from the outskirts of town up Rathdrum Mountain, overlooking Highway 41. The woods smelled of lilac and water, fresh and still cold. Eli hiked away from town, uphill, and then down, and then up again. The trees swallowed up any signs of human life. But Eli could still hear a plane overhead, could make out the distant hum of the highway and the freeway to the south. He was sure he was alone, but he was not.
A little bit of Sharma Shields' novel that will be part of this presentation too on Friday night. And then back to you, Jorge, and what exactly is the symphony doing? You're doing some of the handle just straight out the way you would do it in any concert?
Yes, we are performing four movements out of the first suite, the first three that you actually played, and then the seventh movement, which is a minuet, and then we are doing the complete second suite, and that one is going to be very interesting because we're going to have each one of the groups join us after every movement. The Flying Spiders will be playing a very interesting version of the adagio, inspired on the adagio. After Cameron actually improvises on the end of the adagio, the whole band joins, and we play, that is after the first movement. And then after the second movement, finishing the a la hornpipe, Water Monster will join in and do their inspiration on the music that was just played. Then we continue and play the third movement, and then Hannah Reeder will do her interpretation. Then we continue into the...
And Hannah Reeder is what, a singer?
Yes, she's a singer, and she has her own... this is important to note, we're also collaborating with them at the beginning of the concert. We're doing their original pieces, two by the Flying Spiders, one with Hannah Reeder and one with Water Monster, which, ironically, Water Monster, Water Music,
sure,
fits the program quite nicely. Mm-hmm. And then we play on our own, the symphony plays on its own, the fourth movement of the Handel's Water Music Suite number 2. And finally, on the last movement, the Bourré, we all play together. You know how this is traditionally played with a lot of repeats?
Sure, sure.
And then every band will play their own version with the symphony, and at the end, everybody together.
And probably that hasn't been rehearsed yet.
It has not. It will be tonight. And it will be very interesting, too.
Well, let's thank you for laying that all out, because let's dissect it a little bit more and play just a little bit that I presume is what will lead into Cameron. And this is a little bit of the handle. Let's hear this. So Cameron, that's going to be your cue to take off and do something?
That's right. Yeah, and as Jorge said, I'm actually going to join in on a soprano saxophone and improvise a little bit on that last 15 seconds we heard. And first of all, I think that's just really fun to play a soprano saxophone with Handel in the Spokane Symphony, because when that piece was written in 1717, the saxophone did not exist. So I think it was really fun to add that to it.
But if anything, a soprano saxophone works beautifully in
music. Yeah, I feel like it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll segue straight from that to an insert of an arrangement that I put together on that. So sort of a remix, if you will, or a... Well, I don't know what the terms are, but definitely remix or mashup. So the whole band will play that. And basically, if you can imagine that slowed down just a little bit with the added rhythm section with drums and MCs rapping and a full band, bass, drums, guitar, saxophone with the Spokane Symphony. So if you could superimpose drums and bass over that, you'd get cool. An idea of what it is.
So, wow, this sounds really fun, and it sounds to me like this experiment has a lot of chance of really working, isn't it? Isn't that what you're all sensing, that it's not going to feel in the end gimmicky, but something's going to come out of this, isn't that the sense you all have?
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of the things that's exciting about it is you've got all of these musicians, all of them, and artists, actors, everybody's playing their best game. And there's a tension between the forms that makes it a really exciting evening of art and performance.
I really feel like all parties involved, and I mean everybody who's involved with this, is doing something they've never, ever done before.
Yeah,
and that
great.
Makes that gives it a lot of energy and something special for all of us to try to collaborate on something that's never been done. And even from the first meeting, because I was at the very first meeting when we got together, and I think you were there too, mm-hmm. Charlie, and we basically sat down and said, okay, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
what are your ideas? Go. This happens in 2 months, and let's make this happen. So we put it together, and that's exciting. You can create a lot of energy to collaborate with others on that sort of a level.
The evening's called Uncharted Territory for a reason. I think we're all sort of navigating this space together, and it's been a lot of fun.
Right. So that is tomorrow night. At what time? Tomorrow night at 8
at
Terrain. Which, and we've been kind of assuming people know what and where Terrain is, but it's a biscuit factory, which is essentially just east of Washington Street. and just north of Second Avenue.
On Pacific.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the way to find that big old, it almost looks like a big biscuit box or something like that, big old red building there, where it will be going on. Is there kind of some prelude stuff and people coming early and art mm-hmm. and all that stuff? That, if mm-hmm. I know terrain, that's what they'd be doing.
Yep.
Okay. And then that'll be that. Well, let's do, because that kind of represents it. And let me certainly thank Jorge and invite you back very much over the next few months as we find out all kinds of things you're going to be
doing. Thank you so much for having us.
So thanks, Jorge. And Charlie, you, for your involvement in this. And on the way out, I think we need to hear one more from the Flying Spiders. Tell me about this other tune you're playing, Cameron.
This song is called We, and it's another original. This was put together by our MC, Andrew Hallen, also known as Nob. And this is also has some local references. That's one of the things about hip hop is that that genre tends to really take pride in the location that the person is from, and trying to create a sense of pride for all the listeners that are from there also. So something they can identify with musically. So you'll hear some of that. And this also has the wind part. So oboes and French horns and trumpets from the symphony included in this as well.
So, and did you personally create the arrangement for this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, I also produced and made, put together the instrumentation, because likewise, this was made from a producer's beat, MPC style sample. And we orchestrated it for ourselves first, and then thusly for the Spokane Symphony.
So for the next 5 minutes as we hear this piece, we will know that we're hearing the black and white version, and the full color version will be tomorrow night.
That's right.
Pass. I'm a rapping over sweeping some chords and messages.
Piece played by the Flying Spiders, the local hip-hop orchestra, as Cameron called it, that's going to be one of several groups involved in this concert tomorrow night with the symphony and a couple of other groups and some theater people. Let's go full circle back to Branford Marsalis and hear the last two movements of the Dorius Mio Scaramouche to take us into the Guitar Hour.